Hello, Justin, and good morning, everybody. We start with a look back to last Friday night. Bill Logan and I had the opportunity to be joined by Weston Pins, fifth grader from St. Mary's School in Manchester. For the second year in a row, Weston is the son of Andy and Ashley Pins of Manchester. They purchased him the online silent auction item at last year's St. Mary's School Gala to be a special on-air guest of a KMCH sports broadcast of his choice. And for the second year in a row, he picked West Delaware Boys Basketball with Bill and I, complete with a press pass made by station manager Sarah Meyer and a West Delaware Boys Basketball poster with varsity team player signatures tracked down by Bill. Weston also got to talk one-on-one with his favorite player before the varsity contest, senior guard Tyrus Werner. In the postgame show, it wasn't hard for me to conclude what his favorite part of the game probably was, but he also enjoyed the play of another senior guard, Bryce Smith.
Probably like you said, I was hitting the threes, but also Bryce putting on a show.
Also in the postgame show, Weston chipped in with a question of his own for Hawks head coach Drake Skuring.
What piece of advice do you have for us young players?
Great question, Weston. I think the biggest advice that I have for you guys is just continue to have a ball in your hand. Play as much as possible. Most of these guys that are playing right now, they've been attending camps. They've been doing stuff since they were your age. So just anytime you can get a ball in your hand, even if it's out in the driveway or in the park, super important. That's the biggest piece of advice I'd say, and just have fun when you're doing it, right? You know, it can stink to lose, but you know, when you win, enjoy it that much more and have fun with it.
Okay.
Bill and I enjoyed another fun broadcast with Weston as he helped us take in the game with a younger perspective point of view. We hope he stays interested and involved in sports broadcasting for years to come. Pictures of Weston and the crew can be found on our website at kmch.com under this sportscast and the game audio from last Friday night by clicking on the West Delaware Hawks section of our live video coverage tab at kmch.com. In high school basketball from last night, Bill and I traveled to Delhi for coverage area doubleheader, Tri-Rivers Conference flavor, as Maquoketa Valley hosted North Lynn. The girls' contest started out close as the Lynx led 8-7 after one quarter. They started to pull away by halftime, outscoring the Wildcats 15-7 for a 23-14 lead at the break. North Lynn went on to win 60-31 in the game that lasted 1 hour and 11 minutes. It featured two ties and two lead changes. North Lynn, the number 3 team in Class 1A, improved their record to 18-0, one of 10 teams in all five classes to remain unbeaten, one of 5 in Class 1A. For the Lynx, sophomore Molly Bogie led the way with 16, 15 for Cameron Kurt. Ellie Flanagan had 11, 7 for Macy Bogie, 6 for Mackenzie Bridgewater. Skylar Benish had 3, and Emily Buter added 2. For the Wildcats, Haley Runnebaum led the way with 8 points, 7 for Grace Richter, 6 for Ella Minson. Bianca Runnebaum had 5, 3 for Kennedy Roush, and 2 for Leah Riker. For Northland, it was the 5th win in the series against MV in 2 years. On the boys' side, it was a quick 52-minute game as the contest featured one tie early on. The Class 1A second-ranked North Lynn Lynx able to lead 25-13 after one quarter and 44-28 at halftime, going on to win 74-34 for their 26th win in a row in the series against Maquoketa Valley dating back to January of 2011. The Lynx improved to 17-0. They're one of 9 teams in the state unbeaten and one of 4 in Class 1A. The Lynx have won 36 games in a row total, dating back to last season, December of 2021. For the Lynx, 17 points for Ty Fluhop, 16 for Ben Wheatley. Mason Beshin had 15, 6 for Brecken Beatenbender and Drew Reese, 8 for Tate Hoggenberry, 4 for Cole Griffith, and 2 for Jake Van Etten. Lance McShane led the way for Mack Valley with 10 points, 6 for T.J. Cook and Avery Holtz, 5 for Toby Grimm, 2 apiece for Cody Hager and Ty Hager, and 3 from Anderson Holtz. Before the game, Maquoketa Valley head coach Eric Connor presented a commemorative ball to his senior guard Avery Holtz, who became the 10th player in Maquoketa Valley boys basketball history last week to score 1,000 points in their career. Since then, Holtz has climbed the chart to number 8 all-time as he surpassed Eric Henderson last week and Jeff Salo last night, sitting with 1,021 career points. Now behind Justin Salo, Troy Osterhaus, Terry Cahoe, Paul Rundquist, Bruce Wall, and the last last two players to score 1,000 in their careers, Robbie Moore and Jonathan Thomas, who's the all-time leading scorer with 1,434 points. A full slate of high school basketball coming up tonight for a Tuesday. West Delaware girls and boys doubleheader from Solon will be our featured contest live right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. With the girls' game getting underway at 6 o'clock, Bill Logan and I will have all of the action of the Hawks at the Spartans down in Solon. Postseason boys wrestling starts up tonight around the state with team regional dual competition. Our featured matches will come from Seedorf Gymnasium inside West Delaware High School, as Independence will take on Dyke New Hartford starting at 6 o'clock. Then West Delaware will hook up with the winner of that early match sometime around 7:30. Again, live on our KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. But tonight with Jamie Vasky and Roger Reed. One other coverage area team in action in Class 3A, Western Dubuque will take on Cedar Rapids Prairie in the first round up in Waverly, hosted by Waverly Shell Rock. The winner of that one will get the Gohawks. The top eight teams in each of the three classes will qualify for the state dual team tournament coming up this Saturday, February 4th, at the Extreme Arena in Coralville, starting at 9 a.m. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Tuesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.